Hey there, Asheville. You are listening to Asheville FM at WSFM LP 103.3. Tonight is Asheville Live Music Sessions. Asheville Live Music Sessions features in-studio live and pre-recorded live shows and interviews from Asheville musicians and bands every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. Tonight we have Many a Ship, a project from local singer, songwriter, guitarist Vicky Burrick. She is joined by Josh Gibbs on lap steel. Many a Ship is an indie folk rock band deeply rooted in the mountains of Western North Carolina. Formed in 2017, this collection of musical friends was drawn together by Vicky Burrick, united to craft a new sound drenched in inspiration from nature, humanity, frailty, nostalgia, and love. Burrick serves as the anchor to this ever-changing crew of shipmates that harbor in each performance, and is joined by Josh Gibbs for this live spotlight performance on Asheville FM 103.3. Their music is a sea of stories about life, love, heartache, truth, and hope. Vicky and Josh, thanks for being here tonight. You guys ready? Awesome. It's all yours.
So excited to be here on 103.3 Asheville FM. Thanks to Brian, Dave, Maddie, Joaquim, and everyone here at the studio helping us out. We are just honored and thrilled to be part of these Asheville sessions here. So our next song that we're going to do is called Each Other. ¶¶ Josh. Whoa. Josh Gibbs on lap steel.
Thanks, Vicky.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. It's a just a joy to be in the room here with you, Josh. Thank you.
You too, Vicky. We've got a good-looking crew in the control room, too.
Hey, guys. That's right, yeah. we have both lived here and around these parts for quite some time. We are not local to Asheville, but we have been... I've lived here more than half my life now, so I think I feel like that's kind of close to local. I know I'm not local, but...
I was born at Mission Hospital. Does that count?
Oh, that counts. Josh was born in Asheville. What am I even talking about? I had you pegged as Old Fort, but we'll
that's where I grew up.
That's so. Right. We'll wait. Maybe Brian will ask us about that in a minute, but... we are so excited to be here. We have a song coming up. It's called Friend or Foe. This is a song that it was written out in Weaverville, North Carolina. So shout out to Weaverville if you're in Weaverville listening to us tonight. Thank you. friend or foe. All right. We have one more song for you all in this set. And this is a song Josh and I were talking earlier today about just how long we've been playing music and stuff, both together and then like since we've been born, really. It's been a long time.
Sure has.
And this next song that we're going to do, it's a song that was written when I was first living in Asheville, and I was singing with some of my good friends, Emily Poe and Jen Hamill, and our friend John Logue, too. We had a little band together called Mosby, and this song is called The Olive, and it was written so that my friend Emily could do the lead on it, and I sure wish she was here. but it was written, I had read this tiny little blurb paragraph about a ship called the Olive that sunk off the coast of Gloucester in the late 1800s. And it was only a couple of sentences long, and for some reason it just stuck with me, and I decided I'd go home and do what I do often, is grab my guitar and start figuring things out. And it helps me figure things out here when I use it. And yeah, I just put together a song that this is what I think might have happened out on the Olive that day. So.
As the olive slipped down to her grave.
Thank you. Thanks, y'all. Thank you. All right. Oh, my goodness. So the next song that we're going to do is a song that it's called Butterfly. And this is also a song that I used to sing with my friends, Jen and Emily. It's an oldie but a goodie.
Somewhere, somewhere.
so much. Thanks, y'all. It's a nice warm room in here. Thank you. We hope everybody out there in the radio waves are having a good evening, that you're safe and warm. And we sure appreciate you all listening. Thank you. And thanks again to 103.3 Asheville FM. This is just a delight. It's a real delight, a joy to be here. Thank you. All right, this song that we're going to do, it's the last one wrapping up this set, is the title track from our album, Sturdy Little Boat. And yeah, we had our album release at the Great Eagle in December of 2019. And then it felt like moments later, the pandemic happened. And so this feels like a true blessing to be able to be all around each other again. So, all right. Here we go, Sturdy Little Boat.
Sturdy little boat.
Thank you. It's a little song about struggle and relief. Too steep, and they don't need to climb. They never said they thought it would be easy. They're grabbing roots, praying for vines, and they're on their way to California. I hear it's always the time of year. This pain, we walk out of here.
fame when we walk out of here. We'll lose this pain when we walk out of here.
Josh Gibbs.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. All right. All right, y'all. Well, next up, we're going to do a song. It's called The Valley of Fallen Stars. And this song is about Asheville itself and some of the people who live here. So.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see. All right. So this next song that we're going to do is a song by a wonderful human. His name's Richard Chindell, and he's just been a big part of my music for a long time. He's a person I really respect musically, and so we're going to try to give this a little spin. It's his song called The Next Best Western.
Show a little mercy for a weary.
Really, again, a shout out to everyone who's out there listening, to all our families who are listening and friends. And we are really grateful for this opportunity. This is a really cool thing you all have going here. I'm just looking at all these beautiful souls who are over here in the booth, and they are working so hard every day, really, making sure that music and arts and community announcements are being heard here. And this station, I know it's been here a long time, and Josh and I both have had opportunity to be here in the past, but it's been here for a long time, and you guys are really, you're putting your hearts and your souls into making sure that everybody is looked after and cared for and has an opportunity to do something that, if they want to do it here. So thank you so much. It's like, it's open. If you are out there, and I'm going to give you a little shout out, if you're out there and you're thinking about getting into radio or doing something or having involvement, want to learn something, like, contact these guys. They're really awesome, and they're in here teaching and they're learning, and they're wonderful. So
yeah, it's notable.
103.3. Yeah,
what a kind environment to be in. So
yeah. Thank you, Vicky.
If you're a little bit nervous about learning, I can tell you that, just by the way I'm watching them work together, you should just come in and be a friend and feel welcome here, because it's exactly what's going on.
And if you're a person who has the means to help them out, you know, radio stations are run by donations, and so if you have the funds, if you have the means to do it, then, you know, consider 103.3 or a local radio station that's really, like, embedded in your community and is doing that right thing. That's where it's going to keep it going, so it's so important. So, all right.
Thank you, Vicky.
That said, this song...
Two more songs.
All right, we got two more songs. All right. Then this, yeah. Josh, wait, we need to talk for a second. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Vicky.
Hi. Which two would you like to do? We talk like this during our shows, too. It feels good.
We do. It's like you're in the living room with us.
Let's do Darlin' in Michigan.
Darlin', Michigan. Sounds good.
Oh, wait. Are we in the last set? Or two
for the wrapping it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Thanks for your patience.
Darlin' was written for one of my nieces. She's up in Maryland, hopefully listening now. So she had a couple of open heart surgeries when she was a little whippersnapper. She's in middle school now. And she's shining, just like the rest of them.